Last week I reported some of the facts on 8 Fortas, LBJ's choice to head the Supreme Court. True Pearson has now denounced my exposure of Fortas' red record as a hate tirade. That Drew Pearson should be pleased with Abe's appointment and displeased with my exposure of his record is not surprising. The same goes for those communist and anti-white groups which encourage the disarmament of white Americans and the murder of white policemen, or honky cops as they call them. But every American should know the truth about Fortas and should not be intimidated by hysterical cries of hate or anti-Semitism. Let me repeat what I said last week. Abe Fortas is a red Jew, an utterly despicable one. He was cited by the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee in 1955 in a report on interlocking subversion. The subcommittee noted that in 1945, Fortas, then Undersecretary of the Interior, had written to the notorious communist traitor Harry Dexter White congratulating him on a key governmental appointment. Fortas' career began long before this, however, when as a young attorney he was associated with Alger Hiss, who was a member of a Soviet spy ring which included the Jews Lee Pressman, John Apt, Nathan Witt, and Nathan Silvermaster. Fortas was also named as a member of the Mordecai Ezekiel communist cell while with the Agriculture Department, a charge which he has never denied. In 1964, Fortas personally called Washington newspaper editors in an effort to kill the story of the arrest of Walter Jenkins, LBJ's homosexual assistant for 20 years. It was Fortas who played a key role in bringing about the Supreme Court school busing decision, whereby millions of helpless white children are delivered each school day into the hands of young Negro hoodlums and rapists in thousands of blackboard jungles across the nation. If you are a white American concerned about the growing pro-communist, anti-white trend in this country, contact the National Socialist White People's Party at 2507 North Franklin Road in Arlington. This has been another in a continuing series of white power messages.